Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Let's just catch up on where we're at with Storm Dara. Keith Leonard of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management, good afternoon. Are you there, Keith?
I am. Can you hear me, Brendan?
Yeah, I can. So, Keith, can you just give us a snapshot of where we're at now and the damage done? So, nearly 400,000 homes and businesses still without power. What else are we seeing across the country?
So, very significant disruption across the road and the rail network, and a lot of disruption to public transport, airports as well, and ports. Really kind of a very disruptive storm, Brendan, across the country. Local authorities have been out from early this morning to try and remove debris and trees from roads. But the key piece, and certainly the piece that we're trying to support as our key priority today, is the work of ESB Networks. And I know the Defence Forces are assisting them to try and get to restore as power to as many people as possible today, notwithstanding that I think that's going to be a multi-day effort to get everybody back.
Really? Okay. And how can people find out about when they might get their power back, Keith?
So there's a powercheck.ie app which will give people an indication of when the power is likely to come back, and that's the best, I think, route to get that information. As well as that, Brendan, I just would like to emphasise, you know, the most dangerous part of these operations is actually that the recovery period, when people who maybe haven't used ladders or chainsaws in a long time go out to try and do repairs to their properties. So we'd ask people to be very careful. And also, you know, there's going to be, as I say, this disruption across the road network today. So motorists in particularly, slow down, be prepared that you could come across debris or a fallen tree anywhere along the road network today.
And Keith, what other disruption to transport are we looking at today?
So a good bit of disruption to the rail network, and particularly I know the DART network in Dublin has a few issues. They've been clearing fallen trees, but as they've been dealing with them, other trees have fallen in the meantime. So a lot of disruption there, and disruption really across the ports and the airports as well. So check your with your public transport operator, or check your flights and before you travel to the airport, just to make sure that there are no delays to your service.
So the orange warning ceased at 10 a.m, but the storm is not cleared yet in a lot of parts of the country, is it? What's the outlook for the rest of the day now?
So we're talking to colleagues in the west and the south. Things seem to have restored very much back to normal in terms of weather. But along the east coast and kind of the north west of the country and the northeast, still, you know, fairly high winds. So really, we're looking probably towards late afternoon before Storm Dara will have completely dissipated and moved off.
Okay, Keith Leonard, National Director of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. Thank you very much for that. And I hope you and all your colleagues stay safe out there.